I'm going to talk to you today again. I'm going to talk to you about my friend. I don't know if he's your friend. I trust he is. But he's my dear, dear friend. He's such a friend that until he made his home in me. And he said, I will never leave you. There have been times I have felt forsaken. But in the midst of that time of feeling forsaken, my friend rose up and said, I'm here. I'm here. And I'll tell you what to do. Not only will I tell you what to do, I will empower you to do it. And what I empower you to do, nobody can stop you. Anybody here? Glory to God. So, this morning, we're going to talk about Jesus accomplished his assignment. He lived on the earth approximately 33 and a half years, somewhere there, about 33 and a half years. He had 3.5 years of ministry. He lived 30 years before he started his ministry. The purpose in God sending him to the earth. He finished it 3.5 years. What a remarkable ministry. What an outstanding man. He was and he is still God and man all together. In other words, it was God in man. What a remarkable thing he did. Every kind of trick from the religious world, every scheme they could pull, every trick they had, they tried to trick him. You know, not a single one of them worked. Not a single one. People looked at him. They saw him. They heard him speak. They saw his miracles. And they was astounded, dumbfounded. You know what he told us? Everything you read about in the gospel of his life on this earth, everything I did, is what he said while he was on this earth. Everything he did. He gave us his name. Are you hearing me? And his name is the same as he were here on the earth. His name will do the same. And he said, when I leave, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you the promise of my Father. And that he did. That's where I want to pick up. We left off the last time. I want to talk about the dear friend, the most that you have present inside of you. If you don't, you can get him today. He is available to every saint, every born again person that's on planet Earth. recaption, a quick review of what we talked about last Sunday, because we're just going to hook up and continue. John Gospel 7, y'all can put that up, 37. I want to get to the verse that I didn't get to last time. John Gospel chapter 7 and verse 37. I want to get to the 39th verse. Are you in the house? Glory to God. And it says, we're reviewing, in the last day, what day? The last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus did what? Stood and cried, saying, if who? Who? Did he say anything about color? Did he say anything about how much you owned or didn't own? Did he say anything about how old or young? If any man, what? Thirst. Let him do what? Come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. I went through that last week. The scripture said, if you believe with your heart and confess with your mouth of his life, his birth is the way he will conceive, and his birth, his life on the earth, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension. He said, if you believe it on me, as the scripture has said. So the scripture tell you everything about how he was conceived, how he was born, how he lived, what he did while he was living, right? His death, how they did him, who they crucified on the cross, his dying. It can tell you about his 3 days in hell. Then it talks about his resurrection. Then it talks about his what? Ascending. He ascended and took a seat at the right. He said, if you believe on me, as the scripture has said. And see, when somebody else start trying to bring you something else that the scripture didn't say, you just turn a deaf ear and walk away. Don't you listen to that junk. I don't care how refined they may seem to be. You just turn and walk away. I don't hear that. And I will not receive it. As the scripture has said, out of his belly. I looked up that word, you know, and that word means out of his heart. That's his spirit, man, belly, heart. See, the spirit of man is in his belly. Not the one that pumps the heart. You know, a lot of people say, God's in my heart. They put their hand, no, he's not in that one. You know, they do heart transplants. Don't they? Am I right? So what if you have a heart transplant and you get somebody's heart that wasn't saved and they put it in you? You lost again. No, that's a physical organ. So he's not talking about that. Nope, he's not talking about it. That's why he said out of the belly. That's why we search the scripture. That's why we study the scripture. So we can make sure that the scripture is saying what it's saying. And the scripture will continue to repeat and build line upon line, precept upon precept. It'll continue to build truth upon truth. It'll never deny itself.